I'm Christina Silva, and welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the seventh day of the month of Tishrei. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support. These names are all prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Please note that tomorrow's program, which will address the feature of Eli Mansour, will be our last one until the conclusion of the entire Chag of Sukkot. I look forward to the programming resuming the day after Simchas Torah, which will be Thursday, September 30th, in which will Amir Sahashem feature Rabbi Chaim Marcus. Additionally, it is our hope and plan to have the archives of the call updated by the time we will return as the Chagin, if not sooner. That is something else to look forward to. So again, tomorrow will be our last call as we take a pause for the Chagin. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dov Winston of the Young Israel of Merrick in Merrick, New York, to share Dibur Chizuk, which will immediately followed by Rabbi Winston slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achina. The chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Winston.
Thank you so much for inviting me back on this very special program to share some words of Torah and Divrei Chizuk. It's always really an honor and a pleasure to be here. So I know many of us have teshuva, have repentance on the mind, and as we find ourselves in the middle of the Asteros Gemishu with the 10 days of repentance that span from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, this is certainly in the forefront of our minds. And there's a famous statement in the Talmud that there are three categories of people in the world. There are tzaddikim, rishaim, and beinonim. There are the righteous, the wicked, and the middle of the roaders. The Gemara concludes that most of us are not purely wicked, and most of us are unfortunately not purely righteous. Rather, we're all considered to be beinonim. And when you think about it, that's great. Thinking about and tallying all the potential sins that we might have done over the course of the year could be dizzying. The number of times that we might have spoken Lashon Hara, maybe the amount of times that we forgot to make a bracha, perhaps the amount of times that maybe we hurt someone else's feelings. It's likely a lot of sins, and so much so that we are led to understand that being a Beinoni means that we fill our lives with approximately 50% good actions, 50% of our time we spend doing mitzvos, and the other 50% of the time is actually probably bad actions, or as we would call it, averos. So thinking about this glass half full, that's actually amazing. 50% of what we do is good, positive, proactive help that we add and provide to the world. But on the other hand, thinking of the glass half empty, which we don't like to do, but just for a moment, 50% of our time, we're just sinning. That means in simplistic terms, if there are 365 days in the solar year, we are sinning nonstop for about 180 of those days. And that's a lot of sinning. So with that in mind, let's ask the number one question that we have to answer for ourselves during this time period. How do we expect God to forgive us? How and why exactly should teshuva, should repentance work? And how can we repent when we just seemingly have so much to repent for? And to that question, I think we have to turn to the numerous events and traditions that we have in Jewish history that sort of will serve as a guiding light for us in answering this question. The Talmud in Sanhedrin tells us that there were numerous well-known wicked enemies of the Jewish people over time, that their descendants actually, not only did they turn around from the wicked past of their grandparents, but they ended up being a part of the Jewish nation. We're told that the grandsons of Haman, the wicked antagonist of the Purim story, that they were sitting and learning in a kollel in Bnei Brak generations later. We're told that the descendants of Sancheirav, one of the most wicked enemies of the Jewish nation of all time, that his descendants, Sancheirav's descendants, were actually none other than Shemaiah and Avtalya, two of the greatest Tanayim, the greatest rabbinic figures that we have in the early years in the Common Era. All of this is amazing because that means that someone let these wicked people, or if not these wicked people, but their children or their grandchildren, convert to Judaism and join the Jewish nation. And moreover, even most recently relevant, there are Nazis and there are neo-Nazis out there who have, Rahman al-Islam, killed and slaughtered Jews in the Holocaust or since the Holocaust. But nonetheless, there is a fascinating number of them or their children or their descendants who at some point decided that they saw the light and that they wanted to convert to Judaism. And actually, in the 1970s, there's a well-known story, a tshuva, a question that was asked to a rabbi in the land of Israel by the name of Rabbi Moshe Levi Steinberg. He was asked, can a Nazi convert to Judaism? It was a specific case. This individual was a known murderer in the Holocaust, and he wanted to know if he had the right to convert to Judaism, because evidently he had seen the wrong in his ways and wanted to join this nation who he had once victimized so greatly. And the rabbi responded that even though it's an odd thing to do, even though it would be an odd thing to permit, there is nothing technically wrong with it. So ultimately, this Nazi soldier who had been responsible for the murder of potentially hundreds or maybe thousands of Jews, he himself became a Jew with Jewish descendants. And you have to wonder, don't we have any red lines in Judaism? Don't we have any barriers that say that sometimes there's a breaking point that a person could pass that they don't deserve the right to repent and come back? And the overwhelming explanation and answer given by our rabbis time and time again throughout history is absolutely not. There's an unbelievable medrash that teaches us that after the Akedah, after Abraham, our forefather, almost slaughtered his son Yitzchak on the altar and proved that he was willing to do anything for God, that he subsequently offered a prayer to the master of the universe. He said, God, when you commanded me to kill my son, I never asked you a single question. I never wondered if this is really the right thing to do. You told me to do it. You said jump, and I said how high. And therefore, Abraham turned to God, and he said, when my children and their descendants come in front of you with potential shortcomings or mistakes that they might have made, don't ask them any questions either. Just accept them for all their faults and for all their shortcomings. Therefore, we can understand that to this day, this is the power of repentance. God forgives everyone, even the wicked. And of course, the middle of the road is the Beinonim. Like most of us out there are. Some people, I think, mistakenly frame these days that we are in right now in a very scary way. And in theory, they are kind of scary, right? We're being judged on all that we have done, all that scary stuff. But truth be told, God just wants us to be closer to Him. And to do that is actually pretty easy. We don't have to be perfect. We're not angels. We can't achieve perfection. All we have to do is try as hard as we can to be the best versions of ourselves. As they say, to reach for the stars and be happy with just landing on the moon. As a practical suggestion, if we can frame our days around trying to get closer to God, we can fundamentally change the way we live our lives. When we wake up in the morning and say Moda Ani, we say, thank you, God, for giving me another day. Let's insert a little prayer, a small line. Please, Hashem, please, God, let it be a day of growth and guide me in all of my journeys that I encounter today. When we go to sleep at night, when we say the Shema, let us ask God for forgiveness for any potential shortcomings or mistakes that we might have made that day and pray for the strength to overcome any challenges that life might throw at us in the coming days. As we approach Yom Kippur, let us realize that God loves us and just wants a deep relationship with each and every one of us. And we are so blessed that to have a real relationship with the master of the universe, with the creator of all that there is, it's not difficult. All it requires is a little effort here and there, and that can make a world of difference in connecting us to our Father in heaven, particularly in these times when the world is increasingly more and more confusing and sometimes scary. Let us draw ourselves closer to the Almighty as He is waiting to bring us closer in. I wish everyone a Gemar Chasima Tova, that we should all be inscribed and sealed in the Book of Life for a year of happiness and health. And we will now continue by reciting our Tehillim. We will begin with chapter 20, Perek Chaf. Lam Natseach Mizmor David, Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzarach, Yisav Gevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'Misiyon Yisadeka, Yizkor kol minchosecha ve'olascha yidash netzela. Yiten lecha chavavecha v'chol asascha yimalei. Neranen av yishumsecha v'shem elohinu. Nidgol yimalei Adonai kol meshalosecha. Ata yadati ki oshia Adonai mishicho. Yaneo mishmei kadasho v'gvorot yisha yiminu. Eilev ha-rechev ve-eilev ha-susim v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nashkir. Hima karu v'napalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nesodad. Adonai hoshia ha-melech ya'aneinu v'yom kareinu. Perek Chas Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor v'David Adonai revi lo echzor. Then I'll stay shy every day, I'm even a host in a halini. Nashi Yusove, Yan Chaim, Lerlech Bedek, Leman Shimo. Gam ki Eilech begeit, some of us low, Yurara. Ki Atai Madi, Shiftecha Mishantecha, Ima Yenachamuni. Taloch lefanai shulchan en neged etzorai. Tishanta vashonun roshi kosi revaya. Ach tov vachesed yedefuni kol yumi chayai. Vishafti beveis Adonai lorech yamim. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shir lamalos esayinai el harim meayin yevo ezri. Ezri meyem Adonai Osi shemoyim v'aret. Al yitein lamot raglecha Al yanum shumrecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan Shumir Yisrael. Adonai shumrecha Adonai tzulcha al yad minecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka V'yarech b'layla. Adonai Yishmarcha Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nashecha. Adonai Yishmar Seitzcha Belecha Me'atav Yorelam. And finally, Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Amalos Mimamakim Kiratzicha Adonai. Adonai Shema V'Koli Tzien Aznecha Kashuvos V'Kol Techanunai. Im avonos tishmaya Adonai mi amod. Ki emcha haslicha lemon tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivsan ashiri v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai nishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yanchel Yisrael alil Adonai, kim Adonai chesed v'anfeim ufidus. V'hu yoseh Yisrael mikol avonosav. We continue now with the Mishaberach for Cholim, for all those who are ill. Mishaberach avosinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David u'Shlomo, hu yivarech rapeh esachol imi esacholos. Bavor, Shemes Palin, Bavuram, Bishkarja, Kadashbaru, Imale, Rachamim, Alehem, Lachlimam, Laraposam, Lachikam, Lachayusam, Yishlach, Lehem, Mehera, Refuah Shalima, Minashamayam, Lachoy, Varem, Lagidehem, Besuch, Shachol, Yisrael, Refuah Tenevesh, Refuah Taguf, Hashta, Bagala, Vizman Kariv, Benomar, Amen. And we conclude by saying the Achinu prayer. Achinu kobi Yisrael, hanasunim b'tzara u'b'shivra, ha'omdim bein bayam u'bin bayabasha, hamakom yirachim aleihem, v'yotzim mitzara lervacha, u'me'afela liora, u'mishibur l'geula, hashta ba'agala, v'zman kariv, v'nomar amin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Winston. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered with tilda for good. Whatever it is that we may be praying for, the all of our tefillah, the all of our prayers, be answered with tilda for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.